Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and joining me today will be special guests, and hopefully you'll stay with me for that second half of the show. But in the first half of the show, we're going to deal with special topics of interest in tax, business planning, and estate planning. Before I get to that, let me tell you that Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, located in Reston, Virginia now. We just moved, and we're serving clients throughout the Washington, D.C. metro area and all across the country. If you'd like to know more about us, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. And if I invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, where you can get articles, videos, and of course, audio of interest on the areas of tax, estate planning, and business planning. And lastly, please read my column in the Washington Business Journal once every month entitled Blueprint for Wealth. Today, we're going to talk about business succession planning. It's an important process that everyone should employ when you have your own business or if you're in a large business. And some of the best models that have come about for business succession planning have come out of the large corporate area. It's a process for identifying and developing people with the potential to fill key business leadership positions in your company. Succession planning increases the availability of experienced and capable employees that are prepared to assume these roles as soon as they become available. If you look at it narrowly, it's like replacement planning for key roles, and it's the heart of succession planning. Effective succession or talent pool management concerns itself with building a series of feeder groups up and down the entire leadership pipeline. In contrast, replacement planning is focused narrowly on identifying specific backups for given senior management positions. For the most part, position-driven replacement planning, often referred to as the truck scenario, is a forecast, and research indicates that it does not have a substantial positive impact on outcomes in the business. So succession planning is really where we think you should be focusing your efforts. Fundamental to succession and management is an underlying philosophy that argues that top talent in the corporation must be managed for the greater good of the enterprise. Companies like Merck argue that a talent mindset must be part of the leadership culture for these practices to be effective. Many succession planning initiatives fall short of their intent. In other words, developing bench strength, as it's commonly called, remains a stubborn problem in many, if not most, companies. I mean, take the Washington Redskins, for example. The lack of bench strength over the last several years has been its Achilles heel. Studies indicate that companies that report the greatest gains from succession planning feature high ownership in that process by the CEO and high degrees of engagement in the process among the larger leadership team. Companies that are well known for successful succession planning include companies like Marriott or GE, General Electric, IBM, and Microsoft. Clear objectives are critical to establishing effective succession planning. These objectives tend to be core to many or most companies that have well-established succession planning practices. First, identify those people who have the potential to assume greater responsibility in the organization. Next, provide critical development experiences to them so that they can move into key roles. Another key core factor is engage the leadership in the organization in supporting the development of potential leaders beneath them. And lastly, build a database that can be used to make better staffing decisions for key jobs. These additional objectives may be used as well. Improve employee commitment and retention. Meet the career development expectations of existing employees and counter increasing difficulty and costs of recruiting employees externally, meaning that growing from within, growing organically, usually turns out to be the best solution. There's a substantial body of literature, books, articles that have been written on the subject of succession planning, and probably one of the first and most significant works is one known as Executive Continuity by a gentleman named Walter Mahler, which was written back in the 1970s. Mahler was responsible for helping shape the General Electric succession process, which became the gold standard of corporate practice. Mahler was heavily influenced by Peter Drucker, another management scientist, and wrote three other books on the issue of business succession. His disciples, Steve Drotter and Greg Kessler, as well as many others, expanded on Mahler's work in their own writings. Most large corporations assign somebody who owns the process of business succession planning for talent and succession management. Resourcing of the work varies widely from numbers of highly dedicated internal consultants to limited professional support embedded in the roles of the human resource function. Often, these staff resources are separate from external recruiting or staffing functions. Some companies today seek to integrate internal and external staffing, and others are more inclined to integrate succession management with performance management processes in order to simplify the work for the managers. Large consulting companies like McKinsey recently have focused on the broader talent issue, but most consulting support to executive succession and development practices probably comes from many boutique firms in and around the Washington, D.C. metro area, New York, and other major metropolitan areas. And one of the best sources of seeking guidance and consulting and building your management team and your succession plan is a retired executive who has succeeded in doing so himself or herself. The leading professional affiliation for succession planning professionals who specialize on HR is arguably the Human Resources Planning Society. They publish People and Strategy Journal, which can be found on the web at www.hrps.org. It's an international organization with academic and practitioner membership from all around the world. The organization that approaches succession planning from a comprehensive standpoint, in addition to just HR, is known as the International Succession Planning Association, which can be found at www.ispaassociation.org. Now, family businesses, most of all, have business succession problems, and there are four scenarios known to the family business: the political scenario, the openness scenario, foreign management, and natural succession. The political scenario is where a company is linked to a large family, where it's expected that through inheritance, the property was to spray quickly, possibly faster than the growth of its own business, resulting in dividends that are less and less as the generations become more numerous. The existence of many members in the family can turn into a conflict of power, making it necessary to establish agreements and alliances and reorganize the business in terms of those individuals who, because of their obvious professional and human qualities, can be recognized as leaders. The openness function is when members of the next generation are numerous, and among them, it's not possible to identify one person who possesses the necessary characteristics to assume leadership positions in the family business. That's a scenario that's called open, since the strategy is more suitable for this type of organization is to shift capital to others who can provide not only management skills, but also liquidity from family members. The foreign management scenario is where family members who control the business are not enough or not interested enough in managing the business. So foreign outside leaders must be brought in to a non-family CEO to run the business. And then natural succession scenarios occur where families are seeking to preserve their legacy in the business, and the most favorable conditions basically exist to allow for the next generation to step in and run the company. This is the case of a company controlled by a few families, few heirs, and who in turn have identified among them a worthy successor. A strong name usually is associated with the adequacy enough to drive the growth in the business, the ability to run the organization, understanding the market, the commitment that is needed for the families to stay together in a business context. Companies devise elaborate models to characterize their succession and development practices. Most reflect a cyclical series of activities that include the following fundamentals. First, identify the key roles for succession or replacement planning, like I mentioned earlier on. Next, define the competencies and the motivational profile required to take on those roles. Next, assess the people that you have against these criteria with a looking ahead to the future orientation. You also want to identify the pools of talent that could potentially fill and perform in these highly critical roles. And lastly, figure out how to develop employees who can be ready for advancement into these key roles. Assessment is a key practice in effective succession planning. So you need tools in order to gauge the performance of the people in your organization. There are many professionals available in the field. One key professional that you're going to need in your business succession planning process is your lawyer and one who's familiar with business succession planning. If you've got questions on how to build an effective and logical business succession plan for your business, give us a call at Odin Feldman and Pittleman at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.